USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Subpoenas have been issued by the House for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Representative Brendan Boyle, who sits on the Ways and Means Committee, tells CNN even the Attorney General must follow the law.
I would be willing to vote in the full House to also find him contempt if he didn't comply with the subpoena. But again, it would be in the best interest of both branches of government, the executive and the legislative, if the Attorney General would follow the law, comply with the subpoena.
The New York Times earlier this week obtained Trump's federal income tax returns between 1985 and 1994, which revealed Trump lost nearly $1.2 billion in his real estate business during that decade, allowing him to avoid paying income taxes for 8 of those 10 years. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't yet set a date for the full House to vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Democrats still hoping to meet Barr halfway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.